It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now, the host of this week's program will be Celia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. Celia, good morning and welcome to City Desk.
Good morning and welcome. We are recording this podcast on Thursday, July the 12th at 10:07 a.m. And we are actually on location at the Public Works Department. The building is located right off Estes Boulevard in downtown Biloxi. We're going to have a special guest join us in a little while. As you have noticed, I am hosting the show today because Vincent Krill is off on vacation. He is out for the week. He'll be back next week, so you'll hear his voice on the podcast next week.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I always wanted to bring up, and that is pomp and circumstance. And if you were at the inauguration, which was open to the general public, you saw a real beehive of activity. Not so much that people are moving around or sitting on stage, but you heard some very prolific words of what their intentions, what their visions were, what their ideas were and are for the city of Biloxi. You know, I always like to look at things at 30,000 feet, and it was quite a view and quite a melody of thoughts and visions for the city. Your thoughts, Celia?
It was. I agree. And it was at the Sanger Theater, which we did our podcast from there last week, in a historic building. And as you said, everybody, the mayor and the council members, gave good insight of what they are looking at for in the future. But everything is just to make City of Biloxi a better place, as the mayor says, safe, friendly, and beautiful city. The inauguration, of course, was held last week at the Sanger Theater, where Mayor Andy Fofo-Gilledge was sworn into his first full 4-year term as mayor of the City of Biloxi. And then, of course, the 7 council members, where 6 of them were reelected and holding the same position through Ward 1 through 6. But Ward 7, we had a new council member, which is Nathan Barrett, and this is kind of for the Wool Market area. And hopefully we'll have him on the podcast soon to kind of give us an idea of what he thinks about being a council member, maybe give him a little bit of time to see what he's experienced and what he wants to do for the future for that ward. But also, the council, they had their first meeting last night, and this was their first official meeting of the new term.
Let me ask you, how did the new guy do?
He was a little quiet over there. Right. It was really a routine meeting. They just appointed key positions like heads of the departments and legal counsel. But they did have one thing that they kind of discussed back and forth, and that was the garbage or trash pickup, the contract. Harrison County Utility Authority, they managed the contract, which includes Waste Pro, is the one that actually does the work picking up the trash as of right now. And right now, the citizens pay a little over $12 a month for the 2 times per week service. The service actually costs about $15 per month for the service. So as you see, the city has to fit the remainder part of the bill. And then also, there's about 60% of the residents that actually use the twice-a-week service. So we have 40% of residents that don't even use the twice-a-week. They're paying for something that they don't use. And Mayor Gilledge feels that this is not a way to run the city. So what he's looking at possibly doing is to change the service to once a week, where there will be an option for residents to have 2 trash cans instead of 1. And then, of course, it says citizens to pay the bill, which will be about $15. So kind of on the surface, it looks like we're increasing the payment but decreasing the service. But what we're really doing is we're creating accountability. This is the trash pickup is a huge contract, and we have had a lot of issues lately about it and what the mayor is trying to do. He's currently at the Harrison County Utility Authority board meeting in Gulfport, where him and other mayors are getting together and discuss this huge contract, which is a countywide contract, to make things better and easier and to alleviate some of the issues that we have had.
So each of the cities on the coast pay into a central pool that pays for this waste management?
Pretty much. It's a contract. You're correct. That kind of does that. And like I said, right now, the city of Biloxi is paying a little over $2 per residence for this garbage pickup. So they're trying to just kind of even it out. But with the new service, if it does get approved today, it will go into effect October the 1st. And what it will do is they're going to take up all the garbage cans. They'll issue new garbage cans. And these new garbage cans will actually have a chip in it so that they can create accountability for the trash pickup. And then I said, for residents that need a second can, if they are actually using the twice-a-week service, they can get a second can to put it out there once a week, two cans to kind of help. And again, this is kind of just to alleviate all of the issues, to make everything more streamlined if possible, if they can. And they're looking at to do that.
In this particular service, the waste management in the city of Biloxi, who oversees that? Is there an overseer?
Well, Harrison County Utility Authority actually does. They are the managing group of the contract. And, of course, they communicate with the city of Biloxi, of course, with the mayor and the council, and a little bit with our guest that we're going to have here, which is Craig Ross, who is our citizen representative of the city of Biloxi. Now, Craig Ross, he came on. How long have you been here, Chris?
I've been here 2 years now.
Okay, and this position kind of came in with him, and it was created through Mayor Gillage to, again, help streamline some of the issues that the people are having with trash pickup, and not just trash pickup, with all types of issues. And I guess you get a range of calls. But we'll welcome Chris Ross to the podcast. So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your position and what you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. Just to start off, I'm from Northern Territories, as I guess they call it here. But I'm a Yankee, but now I've been here about 20 years, so I guess I'm a Southerner now. And the position is, it's kind of evolved over time, where if somebody has an issue with Waste Pro, it usually comes through me, and I get a hold of Alan Lane out at the Harrison County Utility Authority, and kind of work with him to get the citizen's issue resolved. And also, it is where Mayor Gillage is trying to get a City Works program where we can have one centralized kind of work group where calls come in and they can go out to different parts of the city, you know, with engineering, public works, and also this week or next week we're going to try and get community development kind of into this
database
where we'll be able to just get calls in and make it more
computerized,
where now everything's on paper, and this way it'll be better tracking. We can do graphs and charts and make sure everything is taken care of.
So basically response time will be quicker, more efficient, and a better service to the customer.
Yes, sir. With the new system, we'll be able to keep track a little bit better with the issues that are going on, where, you know, community development, say, you know, we get a lot of code enforcement, and it's all on paper now. This way it'll just be put right into the database. We'll be able to see in real time what's being done with it, who it's being issued to, what is being done with it, is a notice of violation been sent. It just gives us a lot better tracking ability on it.
And I bet you it helps also with the customers, for whenever they call in to make a complaint, and then if they want to follow up, you're able to pull that information a lot quicker and give them more detailed information about what has been done, what will be done, and when it will be done.
Right. It eliminates a lot of, okay, let me call over, talk to somebody, see if I can track it down. It just makes the process a lot quicker. Where I can go right into the service request, see what notes have been put on it, where it is, I guess, in the pecking order, and it'll just make a better experience for the residents.
That's good. That's right. And then also, about how many calls do you get a day, do you think? And what types of calls? What do they range from?
We probably get 50, 60 calls a day, and it ranges anywhere from a pothole on a street, to an engineering question, to a Waste Pro issue. So it kind of runs the gamut.
Also, while we were waiting prior to the podcast, we have people that come here physically to report something they could say on the phone. Do you have a lot of that?
We do. People, I don't know if they just don't look up the number or they just come in, you know.
Maybe they're in the area.
Right, right. Yeah, they're driving by, going to their house, and they're like, oh, I have this issue. Let me stop by and let them know about it.
And what have you what have you found by holding this position about to the customers? I mean, I mean, I'm sure you get angry customers all the often, and I'm sure you get pleasing customers. But what is the biggest challenge you have found in this position?
Wow. I guess the biggest is trying to kind of balance, you know, customer issues with what we can do. You know, sometimes it's kind of an issue that is not really city related, but is trying to get them the help, you know, that they can get. You know, whether it be an issue with private property, the city just can't go on the property and take care of the issue. You know, we try to work through it with the resident and find out what the best option is.
So there's a lot into this job, and you have to know a lot so you can help the citizens, because that's what you do, help them to find a solution. And so if they have any issues with anything, they can call you, or can they look you up online? Do you have can you give everybody a telephone number and an email address if you have it, where they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, I sure can. My email is cross, basically cross, at biloxi.ms.us. And they can call Public Works phone number, which is
228-435-6271. And that email address is cross@biloxi.ms.us. And you can call them at any time, and you can emailing to if you have an issue around the city, if you want to. What about even filing a claim? What about with all this construction work that they have going on?
Right. I also handle that. Where if they have a claim with their car, they can give me a call. I can get a little basic information from them and get it over to our adjusters. That will help facilitate the process with the resident.
And then if they want to follow up, would they call you back, or you give them contact information who they need to follow up with?
Right. I usually let them know or give them the adjuster's phone number. Because once it goes, I'm kind of just a go-between. Once it goes for me, I really don't have an idea of what happens with the adjusters. They're kind of an independent company. So I would just give them the adjuster's phone number.
Since your tenure on the job, is there any something like way out in left field, humorous, crazy, that you've experienced?
No. In the beginning, they had me doing a lot of cemetery stuff, and there was just some odd requests for cemetery issues, you know, with dealing with headstones and stuff like that. Nothing too crazy, though.
Yeah. So do you deal with the cemetery now?
I do not. Frederick Menino is now up at City Hall, and he does the cemetery now.
But for basically anything, if they have any issues, they can call you, Public Works at 228-435-6271, and you'll get them an answer or direct them to wherever they need to go.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I will do my best to get an answer for them right then. But if I can't, you know, I will make the phone calls to whoever I have to get the answers for the residents.
And when do you think that this process, you're talking about the new database, will be able to input everything else? When will that go into effect?
I think they're shooting for the end of the year. We're rolling in community development a little bit this week and next week. So community development will be a little bit over here, not the permitting processes and stuff, but the general complaints or code violations. And then I think maybe Parks and Recs after that. And I'm not sure after that, but hopefully by the end of the year, it'll all be kind of rolled into one, I guess, work group where, you know, the resident can call one number and be directed to where they need to go.
So what is advice that you can give to citizens whenever they give you a call regarding an issue?
Just patience. You know, I might not have the answer right away, but I will find out the answer and give them a call back and let them know.
Sure, that sounds good. Well, thank you again, Craig, for being on our podcast and informing the citizens on what they do if they have issues, how they can call you and get in touch with you. He's also located at the Public Works Department. What is the address here? I think it's 380 Esters Boulevard.
It might be Delaney Street.
I'm like 380 Esters Boulevard, okay. But all of that information is on our website. And you can get any contact information and anything you need to know, plus any happenings that are coming up in the city of Biloxi. You can always go to our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Celia Dobbs, Walton Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. This is William Sackett speaking.